Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to ScaryCast, the coolest hour on radio, I'll tell you that. This is Dr. John Stamey. I am live from Myrtle Beach, where it is actually very warm again today, kind of weird. And we have the whole crew here tonight, and we've got a great guest. So first of all, we will introduce the queen of ScaryCast, Robin McCray. How are you doing, Robin?
I am doing great. I'm glad to be on here with everybody. It's so good to actually have them here. Everybody's at one time.
Well, we're so glad to have you here. Tony Filosi, how are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I'm looking forward to the show, and I'm just like Robin. It's great to be here with everybody at the same time. I've missed everyone.
I know. It's awesome to have everybody here.
It's great to have everyone here. And here is Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling, and the great actor and everything. Papa Stro, how are you doing tonight?
Great to be here with you guys. And being as no one hasn't asked yet, I'll be the first one to fill it in. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I'll bet it was great for you guys.
I think we all did. I've talked to everybody, so we'll be glad to talk about that here in just a minute. And Devin Tate, our man in Hollywood, how are you doing, Devin?
Hey, John and everybody. It's so great to hear you all again. And I'm doing good. We're just, LA is getting locked down again, so I'm happy to be here on the phone with you all, at least.
So you're not locked down on the phone. That is great. Well, we're glad to have you. Well, tonight we have a wonderful, wonderful guest. He's been a friend of mine, I think, forever, and I couldn't believe that I hadn't asked him on here. He is the Prince of God. Josh, how are you doing tonight? It's great to have you on here.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you? Thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And I'll tell you what, you are on here with some of my very, very best friends. I mean, Papa Stro, Devin, Tony, and Robin, these are my people, and I am so glad we finally get to have you on here. You're kind of an interesting personality. So what I'd like for you to do is tell us, I mean, I met you a couple years ago at Horror Hound in Indianapolis. It was a big horror festival. I was one of the featured guests. And in fact, I was so lucky to be there because we had a huge storm here, and they still said come on anyway. So tell us about the Prince of God. Tell us about you and what you have done, and how did you get into being the Prince of God? Gothic and gothic.
It's hard to really say how I got into it. It is more of it just kind of happened, I guess, in a sense.
Okay.
When I was younger, I was influenced by a lot of different music, and I always kind of had an attraction to like darker elements and themes and films, especially. Hence why I was at Horror Hound, I liked musicians and artists that were representing that kind of look. And ever since I was a kid, it was kind of like, you know, most kids look up to Superman, and I was looking up to Tim Burton. So.
Mm-hmm.
And just one day I decided to, you know, look like that, I guess, myself. So I started kind of getting into dressing in obscure ways and getting my own little style into it, and also studying the history of all that and learning about the subculture of music and all that. And it just kind of clicked. It's like it was almost as if you had found something that you've been always looking for, but it was, you know, right in front of your face.
Made you feel like you fit in your own skin.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it was really great because the first time I met you was with your dad. He has passed away, but he was a wonderful, wonderful man. And met you at Horror Hound. Oh, I was there along with the gals, I can't remember, but they're wonderful. They do all the Bigfoot stuff, and so we met you, and it was great. And you and I have been friends for a long, long time. So all I got to say is thanks for being here. And it's very important because you represent an important Gothic movement in the United States, and I don't know, probably in Europe too. But a lot of folks are very interested in the Goth movement. And so if you could tell us a little bit about, you know, what do people look for in being Goth? And it's kind of a neat thing. I mean, I think it's cool. So if you could give us a little bit of, you know, what is it like being a member of the Goth movement, and what's it like, and what does it represent? I know that's a terribly hard question to ask, but I'm going to ask it. So can you give us that question?
I can try to, at least. it's important to me in a sense of, I feel like it's something, you know, when you have something that's a part of a culture or history, you know, you want to keep it that immortalized in some aspect, so you kind of want to carry on tradition or whatnot. So there's a part of it I feel like I need to represent in a sense to, you know, back when things first started in like the late 70s and 80s when all of that came about in Europe. And it's just something that I like to, you know, kind of gloat about or anything, but it's just something that I feel like it's important to stick out a little bit, you know, if that's, you know, who you are. And I feel like a lot of people tend to be a little antisocial because they feel like they don't really, you know, fit in anywhere, or they're scared of what people think. Well, I like to try to represent myself as something that lets people know that it's okay to be different, and it's okay to like different things, and you should be accepting the people. So I think I know a lot of people that I've at least been around and hung around. It's definitely brought them out of their shell and made them a little bit more comfortable. So it's really a positive thing. I think too many, especially in the media, it gets too much negativity tied to it, and it's usually the complete opposite.
Okay, well, that's great. And one thing that I will tell everybody is that Josh and I are looking to put together a Gothic Con up in Asheville. Asheville, North Carolina seems to be a very accepting place for the Gothic world, and we're gonna try to do something about that as soon as COVID lets us. And I think it's very important because the Gothic movement, it's really kind of cool. Now, in terms of Gothic, I was talking with Papa Stroh earlier today, and I was pleased because Papa Stroh, you have this wonderful film series about, you know, all kinds of great and strange and B-movies. And I had told you about Billy the Kid versus Dracula and some other things, and you were looking at doing those on your show. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what the show is about, is to give the new audience to a lot of the horror and sci-fi flicks from back in the day. And even during that time, you know, it was it's like, you know, it had some ridicule back then, some of the flicks back then, because, you know, people mock what they don't understand. And it's good to be different. I mean, that's what makes the world go round, basically. So, I mean, everybody has that niche that makes them special, you know what I mean? And sometimes it takes time to find yourself, but when you do, I mean, it's like magic, man. It just comes together like a puzzle. So, yes, you know, I'm down all the way. I mean, being different
wow.
is, you know, what life is all about. So.
Yeah, and you
yeah,
know me,
exactly.
I'm definitely about as different as it gets. So.
No, no,
I've never even visited
Robin,
the inside of the box. First of all, I want to say, I just think that, Josh, you sound like an amazing person. Always be true to who
you,
you are. Don't ever listen to other people. That's why this world is supposed to be such a great place. It's because there's so much. Everybody's different. They're all diverse, you know, and everybody, if it makes them happy, if they're not hurting anybody else, be who you are. You know, I mean, if that's what you want, if that's what makes you happy, you sound like a tremendous person. You have wonderful energy about you. So whatever you're doing, keep on doing it.
Well, thank you.
You know, I think it's sad that, you know, you have to go all the way to North Carolina because, you know, like John said, it's a little bit better accepting there. You should be accepted exactly how you are, sweetheart, because there's not a darn thing wrong with you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. And I'm glad that being different makes people tend to come together in a community, for instance, like how we all are now. You know? So
well, yeah,
really
and I think
awesome.
Being different should be, you know, honored. I mean, who wants to be a cookie cutter of everybody? I mean, really, if we were all the same, that would have no interest in life at all.
It would be a boring place if everybody was a cookie. Just
it was,
cutter,
and all the differences
model.
And the differences we have, we should all be learning from each other and experiencing all these differences. I mean,
exactly.
With everybody,
yep.
you know, being different, it teaches you more, it expands your horizons. I mean, I just think the world is a better place with everybody being different. And I don't see what everybody's hang-ups are because there's not a darn thing wrong with it.
Well, you know, when I was friends with Vampiro, and still to this day, actually, during my WCW days, he had, like, an immense following of the goth community. And I'll tell you this much. The goth community was the most loyal fan base you could ever find. And it was just like, you know, it's no matter where you were at in the world with the goth community, I mean, they all came together, you know what I mean, at one point or another. So it was really cool to witness.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Like I said, I just think, you know what, if we're all different, that makes the world a beautiful place. It's something that should be revered and enjoyed, and, you know, we can teach each other new and amazing things.
Exactly. I think the world has a tendency of pushing things that are, you know, a little bit out of the norm for them away, and it really should do the opposite. It should bring them together, not make them...
Well, and I think we're all different, each in our own unique ways. And, I mean, you guys know me. I am definitely out there. I was at somebody's house today.
You're the best, Robin. Now, come on. You're good.
Oh, I love you, John. Well, I was at someone's house today. I was dog sitting for him, and he recently got out of the hospital. And I called him, and I said, listen, tell me what you need. I will go get it. I'll take it to you. I mean, he's a very nice person. But he lives by himself. So I ran, you know, I went in and I talked to him for a few minutes. And I can't remember how we got on the subject about it. And he said, you know, he said, you're a very nice person. And I said, well, I appreciate that. I said, I told you from the time I met you, I am not everybody's cup of tea and I am not like anybody. You know, I have my own standards that most people just ignore. You know, that's just me. And John knows this about me. You know, I do things my own way because I think that for me that it works. And he said, well, you definitely are different. He said, and I'm glad. He said, you're just a really nice person. And he was very kind. And he said, you made a comment about how I get along really well with these animals. And I said, yeah, I tend to get along with the animals and you know, people and cryptids. And he's like, well, what is a cryptid? So I was telling him about, you know, all the craziness, and he was thrilled. He thought that was the greatest thing ever. But it's not. I mean, you know, people look at me like I'm a weirdo because, you know, I can speak telepathically and I can talk to Bigfoot and Dogman and I deal with the ETs. And, you know, I mean, I didn't ask for any of this. It's just who I am. But because I'm different, that makes a difference to people. So I understand where Josh is coming from, where it's not the same differences. It's still a difference. And I don't think you can go to any human being on this planet and not find something different about them. And I think our world makes too much about everybody's differences. Nobody can sit there on their high seat and judge another person. And if that person is different and their life now has meaning for them and it makes them happy, I say embrace it and applaud it.
Hell yeah. It
exactly.
Definitely makes you one of a kind.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
the
honored to know you. I'm interested to find out more about it.
The most unique people in history are different. You know, you can look at the history books and find that the most people that made history are the ones that more or less diverse from everybody else. So the dreams of the world make that happen.
And
you know
I think the people that are also different, they're happier. I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I certainly don't miss the normal people. Okay, my tribe is a bunch of crazies. I wouldn't know what
you
to
have
do
that
with
freedom, I mean.
Well, thank you, Robin. Lord knows you hang out with the craziest person. You and your husband hang out with me. So I mean, thank
I
you
know.
So much for saying
telling
that.
You. Yeah, my tribe is a bunch of crazy people. Okay, I'm just telling you.
You know, being you stand out and your uniqueness. I mean, it opens your eyes to a whole new world, basically.
I agree, 100%, 100%.
Yeah,
and
I think
expands you. I mean, expand your horizons on what's out there and possibilities, and maybe that other person is doing something that is different, you know, from everybody else. But maybe that's something that you might enjoy that would enhance your life, that you could see joy in it. Other things out there if you don't look at it.
Yeah, I was just going to say something about that. Really, the things that you wouldn't think, you know, we're afraid of, you know, well, I like this kind of stuff or I do this and it's different from everyone else. More than likely, someone out there is into that, you know, or
absolutely.
Will find that interesting and it'll bring, you know,
well,
bring together more than
anything. People sometimes feel fearful that they can't stand up and say, hey, look it, I may not be like you, but look it, I'm different than you, but isn't this cool? And people are afraid to do that. And I think that's very sad. You know, I mean,
then you go into
the whole things where they have, you know, the gays and the lesbians and everything and the way they get treated because they're different as well. And I just don't think anybody out there has the right to judge another human being.
Well, there's no saying that goes that, once you master your perception and outlook, then the world's pretty much yours. So you are your own puppet master, you know what I mean, to your things in life, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and
Please go ahead, Dev.
I was going to say, I think if more people were open-minded about it, it would not only, you know, bring people together and whatnot, but it would also decrease a lot of problems that we have in the world, whether it be confrontations with people or violence or any of that thing. It would definitely tone down a bit.
I think people are afraid of what they don't understand. And in the research that I do, that's a big problem. They don't understand what these cryptids are about. They don't understand what they are, who they are, and what they're doing. And so their idea is to just kill them. And if you look at in our own race, anybody that's different, people don't comprehend that. They don't understand it. And that's who they treat the worst. And that's just such a very sad thing because you may not understand it, but how about taking the time to understand it? You might find something enjoyable about it that would bring some joy to your life, and then you are actively hurting another human being. So you have everything to gain and nothing to lose just by opening your mouth or your eyes, opening your ears, listening, watching, and learning.
Because you can overlook something that can, like, make your life totally better. You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
If nothing else, it's just you learn something from it.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. And, you know, and a lot of these people that are different, and not just, you know, with the gospel, but with anything, they are amazing people. And because they're different, they're not given that chance for anybody to understand how amazing they are. Because they look at them on the outside and then they shut down. They want nothing more to do with it. And that's so wrong. You know, these can be the most amazing, caring people you've ever met. And nobody would know.
Well, I'll jump in and I'll say absolutely. And, of course, everybody on this podcast is going to be involved. And if they would like to be, you know, part of the Gothic Con in Asheville. I mean, I think it's going to be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Robin, Papa Strut,
you know I will.
Tony and Devin, everybody is going to be able to be involved because I think it's important. You know,
we need to have some
really,
unity.
Pardon me?
I think there needs to be some unity. We should all be involved. We should all be accepting. And maybe if we can get even one person to say, oh, look it, you know what, there isn't any reason to act like an idiot, you know, let's listen and open your ears. The more people we have that unite together to show, you know, that the differences are okay, the better.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with that. And I think everybody here agrees with that. Now, I'm going to call on Devin. And I'm going to say, Devin, how much Gothic community do you guys have in L.A.? I was wondering if you could share that with us.
It's interesting because there definitely is a huge Gothic community here. But, you know, I grew up in a small farm town in the middle of nowhere, Kansas, and I didn't know anything about Goth or Gothic culture really until I think high school when I started getting into like some Gothic bands like Susie and the Banshees became one of my favorite bands. And, you know, even through the show Addams Family and the movie, but there wasn't any type of Gothic community or even really anybody that would identify as Goth out there where I live. So I kind of feel ripped off because I would have loved to have, you know, been able to find that community and dress up. I love dressing up and I love going to the goth clubs out here. So I'm just
that
really
would be
glad
fun.
I'm just glad that I did move out here and found it and was able to enjoy and experience it, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's great, and thanks for that perspective because we know you're out there in West Hollywood. It's an incredible place. Other than the fact that you are going to be shut down and all this, but anyway, we're glad to have you give your perspective. And now, Tony Pelosi, you are
yes.
in the murder capital of the world. And it's very important that we hear about what you, I mean, I know you guys may not have a lot of goth, but what do you think about it, Tony?
Well, actually, we have, it's not a huge gothic community, but there's a lot of folks into goth and steampunk. If I had to pick something, it would kind of be I would be kind of a cross between gothic and steampunk, but there is actually a pretty, like I said, I don't want to say large, but there's there's a presence here for sure, and everybody's very accepting. Harlan County, besides what you would see on television and things like that, would want to make you believe is probably one of the more inclusive. Most inclusive places that you'll ever be, because everybody here has went through the things with the coal companies and we've been pretty well indentured servants for the last 100 and something years, and been through the same thing. So I think that's kind of pulled us together. But I'm all about the Gothic community, and when we have events here, you'll see a huge goth presence, and everybody gets along great. Everybody, you know, kind of feeds off everybody else's creativity, you know, if that makes sense. I mean, you know, this, the one group will be very creative in one way, and then the other group will be creative in another way, and they kind of collaborate and come together.
Well, that sounds great. Well, I'll tell you what, because Josh is up there in Indianapolis, and I'm down here in Myrtle Beach, and you guys are probably about midway, so we'll try to talk about having an event down there, and I think everybody will like it, because I know you've got some folks that can promote good events and everything, and we'll see if we can't have one of our events, you know, there, because we want to do Asheville is going to be our biggest deal, and that's going to be a gigantic, you know, a gigantic thing. But we'd love to have, you know, something in Harlan. Of course, we'll let you talk about all the great things, all the people that have died in Harlan, and it'll be great. But no, we'll see what we
can
do.
How many days are you planning the conference for?
Pardon me.
You said talk about all the people that died in Harlan. I said, well, how long are you planning this conference for?
It'll be quite a while.
You're going to need quite a few days.
Better pack a lunch.
Exactly, and we'll make sure that Papa Joe is there.
Right.
And we'll try to get Devin there, and it'll be a lot of fun, because I think it's important as we build these relationships with. Okay, I'm gonna get weird here. As we build this relationship with all of the dead people, like you know, when we were there in at the Somerville Comic Con, and we had Lavinia Fisher coming through the she was coming through the Lavinia Fisher. I mean, we have, not only do we have good people that we can talk to, but good people that we can, oh, what's the word? Robin, help me here. It's like we can get people from the past, the present, and hopefully the future. And we can get them here. Absolutely. So, you know, so I think it's going to be a great thing. So Josh, what I'd like to do is I'd like for you to just go ahead and define the goth movement for us, because we've got great people here that are very accepting of, you know, what we're doing here. So tell us a little bit about the goth movement and what you see for it, okay?
It originated in Europe from a lot of bands like Bauhaus and Susie and the Banshees, who I love to death, by the way. And it started out as kind of just musical movement of these, you know, fans or whatever, just bringing these elements of, you know, darker themes and stuff that the bands were representing, and it kind of just flaked on throughout, as far as, you know, whether it be them or it. Well, I mean, obviously it did spread and flake out throughout the entire world. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But it's progressed, and it's something that I think that it needs to keep progressing, especially in a time with whatever everything going on in the world. It seems to be, there's a lot of things going on that's separating everybody, and of course everyone's getting locked down or having to isolate themselves, and I think that the future of it, you know, as far as anything, should be that we need to actually, you know, bring people together, as far as whether you're part of a subculture or not. Even if you're not, then you could still at least, you know, learn more about it from it. And maybe you're just a little bit, you know, you don't see yourself fitting in with everybody else. Maybe it's just a place where you just feel comfortable and, you know, feel it's okay to be out of your shell a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you don't always have to fit in perfectly. Yeah. Life is not that neat and tidy.
And typically, especially with at least what I've noticed, that, you know, the ones that you think wouldn't necessarily accept you, or the ones that you think, well, you know, that's the ones that are going to look, you know, it's you shouldn't try to please anybody. More than likely, a lot of times, because a lot of people's like, well, when they meet me, they're like, well, I didn't think you'd, you know, talk to me or like me because I'm not like you. And I'm like, well, then if I did that, then I would be going completely against everything I represent then.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, it's something that, it's more than just, you know, a look, or, you know, it's about a positive thing, because there's a lot of just too much negativity in the world in general, but just that's brought upon it, and it's kind of reflected off of it from people's perspectives of it. You know, I've had a lot of people think that, you know, it's, you know, a bunch of devil worshiping crap or all kinds of negativity that's been tied to it, but it's not at all. And I think that's something that needs to really shine a bit.
That's a very well-put statement. It's not about devil worship. It's about let's let this thing shine. Gothic is beautiful. It really is.
It's about people being individuals.
Yeah.
And being okay with that.
Yeah, it's about creativity, not just even just that, but creativity and open-mindedness and everything that you feel like you're ashamed of, letting it flaunt it for a minute there. A lot of people, you know, they come up to me and they're like, well, if I'm not necessarily looking a certain way, they're like, are you okay? Because they're just so used to me always being me. So if I'm like, you know, I remember one time when I was in high school, didn't do laundry, and I wore a white t-shirt and some khakis or something like that, and they were like, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah. It's something that, you know, eventually you'll feel comfortable enough to where it's just, you're not even having to really flaunt it as much, if that makes sense. It just, people will adapt to it.
It goes to the fact that this world is a very ugly place, especially right now. And if you can be true to yourself and find something that makes you happy, that doesn't hurt others, that wouldn't. And that's what you need to be doing. You know, grab your happiness while you can, because it's very fleeting. And today's world is not a great place. This is not something really to be proud of. You know, I'm not saying not to be proud of your country. I'm just saying the behaviors that are going on. So if you can find something that makes you happy and gives you peace, makes you feel like you fit in your skin better, you should be doing it.
Oh, yeah.
That is a great thought, Robin. It really is. And if more people would do that, they would be, this world would be a better place. And so thank you so much for saying what you just did. That is very important. And
exactly.
So what I'd like to do, and what I'd like to do is I would like to go through, you know, all of our co-hosts, and which we really appreciate. I'd like to go through our co-hosts and have them say something about the Gothic movement, and I'll tell you what, anything that you have to say, it would be great. So, Devin Tate, what do you think about the Gothic movement, and what have you seen out there in Los Angeles, and what do you think, you know, how can this help us?
Yeah. Well, there was a great club here called Release the Bats. It was like a goth night that moved around to different clubs. And there was other ones too, but some of them were before my time, so I've only got to hear about them. But I was lucky enough to go to the one called Release the Bats. And it's just such a welcoming community. You know, you can go there and not even know anybody, and you'll be able to meet somebody and bond over music or, you know, fashion tips or whatever. So, yeah, I think it's just people need to be more like that in general, willing to express themselves and have some fun with it, and to, you know, be open to, you know, meeting new people that, that have the same kind of interest.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Well, I'll tell you what, when I get out there this spring, you and I, will you take me out there and we'll have a good time? You promise?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, of course.
Well, that sounds great. Now, Papa Stroh, what do you think about the goth movement, and what do you think would be a good way to express the way that we ought to feel about this? And it's just an incredible opportunity for people. What do you think, Papa Stroh?
I mentioned earlier, the goth community is probably the most loyal community you could ever meet from all walks of life and across the globe, and it's
absolutely
stood the test of time. It transcends time and everything else, and anything that knows, anybody knows anything about goth knows that it's timeless. I mean, there's the goth community's been around forever in a day, and so much love to the goth community. The goth community has treated me wonderfully through the years, and much love to all my brothers and sisters in the goth community, hands down.
And of course, Dorothy, your wonderful friend and companion, Dorothy.
Oh, my little girl, Dorothy.
She,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's definitely down. Yeah, she loves the goth community too. Yeah, she's all about it.
Well, I tell you what, when we have our event in Asheville, we will have you and especially Dorothy there. It'll be a lot of fun. So thank you very much for being with us and saying those good things. Robin, and then of course Tony will be last, but Robin, what do you think about the whole goth thing?
I think it's intriguing. I think it's something I'd love to know more about. I think that anything that makes you feel good about yourself, makes you feel good about your life, is a positive thing. I think people need to open up their minds and their hearts and learn about it. Rather than just shut it down, learn about it. You know, why is this attractive to people? Why do they like it? You know, what is the whole thing? I think that we tend to look at people from the outside and then we shut them down without learning about them on the inside. And I think that everybody deserves to be heard. Everybody deserves to be, you know, have somebody approach them and learn about them. I just don't agree with shutting it down because you may not like what that person is doing. I can remember years ago, Ozzy Osbourne was really popular. He did all the goth. And, excuse me. They had a show on TV called The Osbournes. And prior to that, his music was not anything that I cared for. I think he's extremely talented, but it wasn't my taste in music. And my kids said, Mom, you got to watch this movie. And I was like, okay, great. That was the most intriguing show I've ever watched. I loved it, and I've loved The Osbournes ever since. But that was a case where had I just gone with, you know, what normal people do and just say, it's not my cup of tea, I'm done with it. I don't even want to look at it. Instead, I wanted to look at it, and I absolutely loved it. I just think they're fantastic. So I just think it shows you that, you know, if you open up your eyes, open up your mind and your heart, and see what the other person is seeing, you make their world and your world better and bigger. Don't limit yourself. I mean, open up to all of it, because there's so many things out there that are truly amazing that you miss.
That is absolutely an incredible thought, and people need to realize that the more you open yourself up to great thoughts, the better the world is going to be. And finally, Tony Filosi, what do you think about all this gothic stuff, this great stuff that we have been talking about tonight? What do you think?
I think the gothic movement is a good thing. I'm like Robin. I think that you need to people need to be more inclusive and find out more about folks with other perceptions or other interests and what makes them tick and you know, kind of become a part of that creativity, you know, so we can all grow. You know, I don't think you need to exclude anything or anybody from your creative process and try to become part of their, maybe you, if you become more inclusive, maybe you can become part of their creative process also. And I think that's what's going to do away with a lot of the barriers that we unfortunately still have nowadays. So, I mean, I think it's a great thing.
Well, thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
We're like the missing parts of each other.
Yes. Very well put. I'm going to steal that, Papa Strokes.
Go for it.
And all I've got to say is we've got the greatest panel for ScaryCast that we all agree that it's a wonderful thing. The goth movement is wonderful. And so I want to thank absolutely everybody that has been a part of this, and I really appreciate this. And Josh, aren't you glad that you became part of our community?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely glad. I'm glad to be here talking to you guys, and glad to have somebody just to even listen to anything that I have to say. So it's really awesome, and it itself is an example of how people who can be open minded can learn a lot and even be influenced by it. So
well,
I think
we've enjoyed having you on here. Of course, we have our great panel, and now next week we have got John LeMay, who's going to talk about Billy the Kid, and it's going to be the most fun. It's going to be the most fun other than tonight. So look, thank you to everybody. I will give you all a call as I do, and thank you so much. And we'll talk to you next week on ScaryCast. Have a good one.
Take
Tonight.
Care, everybody. It was great to meet you, Josh.
Bye. Nice
Bye.
Meeting you all. Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.